Well, today the President of the United States is in China. He's been meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Jiang Zemin. Mr. Bush thanked the Chinese President for his country's cooperation in the war against terrorism, and both leaders commented on the recent improvement in Sino-American relations. But the two governments failed to reach a deal on missile proliferation, and they aired other disagreements, human rights, for example, and Taiwan. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. He told us that despite those disagreements, the two leaders were determined to hit it off today.
This was their second meeting. They'd met once before in Shanghai in October. And, they're in extraordinary times here. I think times have changed, obviously, around the world since September 11th. And so that has put a lot of other issues on the back burner. And I think both leaders were at pains to stress how much they wanted to cooperate with each other. But after all the formalities of the news conference and the meetings this afternoon, they really did hit it off, or at least President Jiang did. And at the banquet this evening, he actually broke into song. He sang the whole of the Italian aria O Sole Mio to President Bush, and then proceeded to dance with Mr. Bush's wife and with Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor. So Mr. Jiang is showing that he's something of a Communist Party animal, shall we say.
Well, not what one would expect of the Chinese president. I guess that's not a typical reception.
It's not at all. And I think it shows how much the Chinese are trying to show that they're on board with the Americans. The Chinese say they sympathize with the Americans very deeply about what happened on September 11th. But for the Chinese, they really just want some breathing space in the relationship to develop economically and socially. And this is what the war on terrorism and this renewed cooperation is giving them.
Bob, nonetheless, there was still failure to reach a compromise or a deal on one hot-button issue, which is that of Chinese missile proliferation to other countries.
That's right. And I think there is a degree of disappointment in the American camp. China has never made public any regulations by which it constrains its export of missile technology. And this, in the current international climate, of course, is now very important for the Bush administration. And before Mr. Bush arrived, people here were thinking that there was going to be some announcement. But Condoleezza Rice gave a news conference this afternoon in which she said the two sides were too far apart on this. So that has not been achieved. But despite that, I think the relationship is going forward.
Robert, I would imagine the Chinese are glad not to be named on the axis of evil. That includes Iraq. What did the Chinese say about the U.S. position as regards Iraq and, for that matter, Afghanistan?
Well, President Jiang was very soft-spoken, really, in what he said on those two issues. He said he understood why the U.S. had to do what it did in Afghanistan. And when he was asked about Iraq, initially he totally avoided the question, actually. In past years, I think he would have jumped up and down quite a lot, metaphorically at least, because China has come down very strongly in the past about any kind of unilateral action against other sovereign countries. But he was very muted in his response. He said China just wants this all to be resolved peacefully, and he really didn't make a fuss at all about it.
Are we to make anything of the fact that this press conference was broadcast live in China?
I think it's another sign of China wanting to show it's getting more open. But in the circumstances, there wasn't ever going to be a situation where the Chinese would be worried that that Mr. Bush would embarrass President Jiang live on national television.
Well, Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jackie.
NPR's Rob Gifford, he was speaking to us from Beijing.